This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. Tannage Grill, the original cold day restaurant since 1849. Yep, they're celebrating their 175th year. There's the Golden Gate Bridge. There are the cable cars. And there's the Tannage Grill. And there are two really special guys here. One guy at the helm. Since I've been coming here, he's been here. He's the GM, Chef Jose Paredes. And in the kitchen, he's the captain of the ship, the culinary maestro, orchestrating all the good food that comes out of the kitchen at the Tannage Grill, and that chef, Adriano Della Rosa. My friends, I begin with a little cheers. Salute to you both. Here we go.
Cheers.
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 Oh, have a drink, Jose, and then I'm going to ask you a really important question. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Jose, what are we drinking?
We are drinking, just to, because we have a chipino and also we do have a hang time fry, so we picked a bottle of Patton Hole.
You went big all the way to Sonoma, sensational Sonoma.
All the way down to Sonoma, and I knew you were coming. But before that, we made a special drink for Mr. Liam. That's a High West Bourbon Manhattan, little dash of bitters.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't overwhelm the drink, but the beautiful color, and it's come out perfectly.
You know, most people celebrate the cherry on top. My cherry went to the bottom.
Well, that's a question I can't answer. It has to be a mystery in there. Okay, well, that's why it's not floating, but yeah, on the deep.
It's a little surprise. There is so much history here. Yes. Friends, to walk in here to the Tannage Grill, California Street, San Francisco, it's like stepping back in time. However, the food, even though some of the dishes have been around as long as the Tannage since 1849, it's contemporary because it's made now, today, with the freshest, the best ingredients. And then, as I mentioned, Chef Adriano here, Jose, they've been here, combined almost 50 years. Before we talk about the history of the Tannage, we're going to go back in time. Jose, firstly, you come through these doors 24 years ago. You're barely a teenager. Talk us through. You're a teenager, I imagine. Talk us through that first day 24 years ago. What did you expect? How did this job come about? And what did you hope this job would be for you? Did you ever imagine you'd be here running the joint all these years later?
Never thought about me running a joint. Never did. I came in just to unexpected. Came in and this gentleman working in for 35, 36 years. And then he just looked me from head to toe and he said, "Are you looking for a job?" And I said, "As a matter of fact, I am." He goes, "Well, here's your lucky day. Come back around 5 o'clock. And I did. Came back around 5 o'clock in the morning. And I remember, he said, "Here's your books. This is your station. Show me."
Show me. Like that.
I said to myself, "I'm not going to make it."
Feet in the fire straight away.
Yes, straight away. "I'm not going to make it." And I said, and just took me like 30 seconds. And I said to myself, "You got this. You're going to do it." And I did it. I'm still here.
And here's the wild thing, Jose. As you know, if you get a job at the Tadich, you stay at the Tadich until the maker says, "Come on upstairs."
Until your days are over.
That's it. So you got in, you got that job. Chef Adriano, here you are, your first day here. You're the culinary maestro now because you're the executive chef here.
Yes.
First day on the job, go back there. Tell me about it. What did you expect? How was it?
Back in 2000, May of 2000, first day, I went to Chef Ritz, is the chef back then, and he told me to go on the grill and show me what you can do.
Yeah.
And so...
So they were a big fan of the whole show me, weren't they?
Yeah.
Give me a show. Show me.
Show me. Yeah, exactly. And then... and so I didn't realize when I started here that the Tadich Grill are making up 700 to 800 entry a day.
Wow.
And so I was there. I never had that.
That's a lot of meals, a lot of covers, a lot of pressure.
A lot of people, yes. So... And I thought to myself, what am I doing here?
Well, and guess what? Here you are 24 years later.
24 years later, I'm still here.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to work. If you do your job and do the best you can and come to work on time and never complain, you'll be here for a long time.
Just do it. Get on with it.
Right.
I love that you're here. I've been coming here for almost 25 years, almost as long as you guys have been here. I've never had a bad meal. I always leave with a happy tummy, a full heart, because, by the way,
that's it.
And
what's the key? Let me ask you first, Jose, when people come through the doors here of the Tadich Grill, what is the Tadich Grill experience all about? When people come here, what will they experience?
The experience is they have to smile soon when they enter that door. May you acknowledge them that, you know, that we're here as a family because we're part of this family. So, and your goal is just to make sure that this customer leave Tadich Grill with a smile on their face and come back the next day.
Yeah.
Or, who knows, next week.
Yeah. But they come back.
Yeah. And I would remember those faces.
Yeah.
I do remember those faces.
Well, I know you remember my face because you want to make sure I leave a proper tip, you know.
No.
So
But it's a blessing also to work at Tadich Grill and then have the opportunity to serve and run a business over 35 employees. That's a challenge for me.
Yeah, and that's a lot on your shoulders. Yeah.
Only one thing that we are doing here on the Tadich, sometimes the customers order that it's not on the menu, and so if we can do it, we're up. Accommodate.
Yeah. You do know now everyone who hears this is not going to come in and they're going to be asking for toad in the hole, bubble and squeak, slap and tickle, and you're going to have to accommodate it, chef.
Sure, absolutely. You know, that's what, you know, make them happy. If we can do it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, just for making them happy.
And I know you do because I've never had a bad meal here. Talk a little bit about, before we get into the menu and stuff, a little bit about the history. Jose, 1849, some Croatian brothers started the Tadich Grill. It is regarded as one of the oldest restaurants, if not the oldest in California. Is that correct?
As a matter of fact, it's the oldest in California.
Yeah.
But it's the third oldest in the United States.
Isn't that wild?
It is wild. I mean, I never thought about it. I mean, this place exists over, 175 years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing and be part of the history.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, we had so many customers that come in and ask you a question. Of course, that's why we're here, to answer those questions, you know, to make them feel home.
And look at all the things that this restaurant, this family, this business has endured. A couple of big earthquakes. Now, you've been in this spot since
1967.
So you survived the big one, 89.
89.
You survived the pandemic.
We did.
And you're still here.
And we're still here.
Yeah.
And we're still running. Yeah. We don't give up.
No.
Okay? We don't. Like, giving up is like giving up in the whole world.
Yeah.
Oh, and no. We're not ready for this.
Tadish is going nowhere.
We're doing the best we can to make the place work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it does. Chef, let's talk food. Some of the items on the menu, these are items you can never take off their menu. There'll be a civil war outside if you take these two items off. Let's talk about the Hangtown Fry. Chef, what's the Hangtown Fry all about?
The Hangtown Fry is one of the first menu items that the Tadish Grill have since 1849. And this is they call a cold day breakfast.
Yeah.
And so this is our cellar, which is a lot of customers ask for.
And what a way to begin the day with this dish, and the tenants that occupy this dish are. What's in the dish, Chef?
What's in the dish is fried oysters, and then we have the bacon in there, and then eggs, which is we scramble the eggs and fry the oysters and put it in the pan and fry the eggs with the oysters, and it comes out like a frittata, which is a nice dish, and it's very flavorable. And you got some onions and the scallions in there. That we have this long branch potato, which is we made in the house. And they were fantastic.
Well, listen, great way to start the day. As Chef said, it's the cold day breakfast. As I like to call it also, Jose, a gold rush breakfast as well, right?
Gold rush, yes, it is.
Because they've been enjoying this since the 1840s.
I see customers, we're talking about from kids to youngs elder people ordering the Hangtown Fry.
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you come in at Tadish Grill, you order Hangtown Fry, and I promise you, you're going to come back again and you're going to order it again.
It's a fun thing to order as well. Yes. Chef, let's move on. My favorite thing on the menu, this is the dish that brings me back here every single time. Your Cioppino, I've had them all over the country, all over the bay. This is, hands down, the best Cioppino. It is a hug of love in a bowl for me. Chef, what's in the Tadish Grill Cioppino?
The Tadish Grill Cioppino consists of a nice tomato fish broth with a variety of spices, which is we have lots of garlic in there. Also, we have celery, onions, oregano, Italian seasoning, and all different kinds of seafood in there. We have green leaf mussels in there. We have whitefish also. And then we have prawns, scallops,
bay shrimp,
and crab.
I mean, you have it all. It's all fresh. It's all fresh. From the ocean to your plate. And there's a little secret in there.
There's a little taste
of my homeland. What's the secret sauce? Shh.
Yes, the flavorable spice that we put in there is like a Worcestershire sauce.
You got it, Chef. Give me a high five, Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
So don't tell anybody.
Jose, how many times have you looked in the mirror and gone, Worcestershire?
Because I know it's not going to come out right.
But what do you love, Jose? What do you love about the Cioppino?
I love the sauce, the tomato.
Yeah,
it's I try to make Chopino at home and doesn't broth. Come out.
It's the broth.
That
chef
makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm afraid sometimes to ask him, go, hey, chef, what are you putting in there?
Yeah.
So just keep it to myself.
He gives you that look, I'll have to kill you.
Walk away.
Walk away. What is the most popular item on the menu?
The Chopino. Also, we do have another dish. It's called crab and prawns a la mansa casserole. And there's three items on the menu that, I mean, it's you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, and people come back for them. Yeah.
Yes, people come back for some of the items that some of the items that they eat here. And one of the items that they come back for is the crab a la mansa.
Yeah,
it means that we have a crab meat casserole that bake with the paprika sauce.
Yeah.
Like a Hungarian paprika.
A nice little kick.
Mushroom. Yes. And then the kind of like a cheese. Two different kind of, we got the pepper jack cheese. No, I'm sorry. We got the jack cheese, shredded jack cheese. And we had Parmesan cheese. And we bake it in the oven to get a crust on the top of the casserole.
So good. I know the specials are a big part of the experience here, Jose. You know, those specials, I love it. I love coming and asking what they are. Every day there's a different special.
That's why we get here around 5 o'clock in the morning, the chef and I, because the chef has started making phone calls to the fish companies. What are we going to have on Tuesday? What are we going to have on Thursday? Wednesday. So every day that is totally different than yesterday. So that's why we never get stuck in one item and serving, like, you know, repeatedly. Yeah. So everything has to be something different every day. Like tomorrow, I mean, you had something already.
Well, today I had the chicken, the roast chicken, incredible.
Yeah. Well, the chicken is the one this special that we put on our menu on Wednesday. We kind of like have different kind of chicken specials on Wednesday. Sometimes chicken teriyaki. Sometimes we have chicken rossini. And sometimes we have chicken breast with shiitake mushrooms. So it depends on the day that what can I find on the market.
And I love that because that also, chef, that keeps you engaged, keeps your team engaged, because every day you have an opportunity to bring something new to the menu, right, Jose?
Yes.
I mean, literally every day people can come here and discover something new. Chef, I know it's always hard to ask a chef what their favorite item is on the menu, but if you could pick one dish, what is your favorite thing on the Tadich Grill menu? What's your favorite?
Well, it's... the one thing I'd like is the on the specials, we have this petite saltfish, you know, with the grilled asparagus and mushrooms, and with the lobster claws on the top and béarnaise sauce. The béarnaise sauce is wonderful, and it's very tasty. So the lobster claws are nice and tender, so it's very, very tasty. I love that. I like the mashed potatoes. We make a mashed potato, garlic mashed potato is the best.
I think I may have had that special today in the lobster claw. Oh my gosh!
Oh, you got that today?
Oh my!
Well,
like butter melted in my mouth.
Yes, yeah. that's so. That was one of the popular dish on our special that I put on every week, once a week at least.
And Jose, I hate to ask you, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Your favorite dish, if you could have one last supper at the Tadich Grill, what would you be eating? What dish would you pick?
Chopino. I can't go wrong with the chopino. Okay? If that would be my last meal on this earth, I would be eating chopino.
Why? What do you love about it?
Because I fall in love with the chopino. It's tasty and it's really good. Yeah, I mean,
look at you—you're making my mouth water. You're almost crying. You're almost in tears. Do you see this, chef?
I love the chopino. I mean, it is—you can't go wrong with the chopino.
No, because one day there's a woman that came and he wants a Chupino to go.
Yeah.
And she told me that she's a father who is dying, large wish.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
Right. Yeah. So I was moved by that. I mean, it's really. And so I made a special Chupino, extra seafood in there. You know.
Oh,
so she wants to take it to the hospital. Yeah. And yeah. And
oh my gosh, so, you got me right here, chef.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. So it's she came all the way here to buy Chupino for her dying dad and take it to the hospital so he can have it.
Isn't that a joyous thing?
Yeah,
the gift of your food, the gift of this special place, the gift of the history, and the gift of staff who come and serve and stay 24 years. Let me ask you, chef, do you remember the first time you met Jose? Who was the young Jose? How was it working with him in the early days?
Oh yes, we got along good. Yeah, he's a waiter then, and I was a sous chef, but we butt head together, but we kind of like hug after that,
because you care, because you're passionate.
Yes, right. Yeah,
you're passionate.
Passionate. Yeah.
And so Jose, he's right here. What do you love working with Chef Adriano? What do you love about working with Chef Adriano?
He's a very mellow gentleman, and I love to work with him because I met him before he got here. That was Gaviano's. And when he got here, don't get me wrong, we went through a lot.
Well, yeah.
You and I, we went through a lot with different chef and different managers. And
different.
I mean, for some reason, I said to myself, I'm not going to fit here.
Yeah.
I think it's time for me to go different. But him and I, we work like all this year, and we support each other.
Yeah. Even though you've only got one eye, one leg, and half an arm, you still love it here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm joking. It's radio. It's radio. You could. It's theater of the mind. You can say anything. Like, go on, chef.
Yeah, like I said, if you do the job, you do the best you can, and be at work on time, and never complain.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. Make people happy through food.
Yeah. And nobody's going to bother you.
Yeah.
You know?
175 years. You've been part of the history 24 years. What do you feel makes the Tadich Grill special, Jose?
We are employees. We make this happen. And even it's, 24 years. And I feel very strong that we are part of this this legacy.
Yeah.
Okay. And make me feel so good. And that's why he keep telling me, go stop working. You're working too much. You go, nope. It's because I love my job.
Yeah.
And it's part of my legacy.
Yeah.
It's just, I love Tadich Grill.
I also say this, Jose, in the 20 years I've been coming to the Tadich, it's more diverse today than I remember it when I first came here. And so I love when you get behind the bar, it's not just a bunch of old white guys. You know, there's Tracy, he's a rock star. Chef here in the kitchen. You, Jose, diversity lives here now, which is a wonderful thing. It's a reflection of the city. It's a reflection of who we are.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Because now I guess my name is all over the the city. Let's go see Jose.
Yeah.
You know, Jose will find something for us.
Sure. Yeah.
Just come on. We'll be happy to take care of you.
For those who've never been here, chef, you go first. Why should they come and eat at the Tadich Grill? Why should people come here?
Well, the first thing is that the Tadich Grill is here for them. I mean, they come in here. You see Jose on the front door, come in with a big smile, sit you on the table, have a little cocktail, and then order a nice dish like a Chupino, and seafood Chupino, and that's a special thing for me too.
Well, you get the smile and you get the hug of love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it was great, you know. I just had fun, enjoy the food, enjoy the, you know, the servers are good. They help you out. Yeah.
I come for three things. One, the food. two for Jose's smile, and three for the cocktails. I mean, my gosh, yeah. Your team knows how to make cocktails.
Yeah.
Jose, 24 years ago, bright-eyed kid, wide-eyed, full of hope. 24 years on, you are still here, as passionate and dedicated as you've ever been. What's the secret sauce to the Tadish? What's it about for you?
It's the way the family treats you. That's the key.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had so much love for the family of Tadish Grill. And that's why it makes me smile every day. Not just one customer. Every single customer that enters through that door, I will give them a smile. Even they're having a bad day, I will make them smile. Mm-hmm. That's my job.
Yeah.
That's my job, and I'm going to keep doing it. Okay? So.
Put it there, my friend. You're getting me emotional right here. Getting me emotional. Chef Adriano.
Thank you.
Jose.
Thank you.
Friends, 175 years, Tadish Grill on California Street, San Francisco, the original cold day restaurant. Every dish on the menu is cooked with love and passion, care. Every cocktail, knockout, banging, the world-class wines. It's a beautiful symphony with the maestro here, Chef Adriano in the kitchen. And of course, the first person you see, the first person to greet with a smile is Jose, here for 24 years, Chef 2 for 24 years. That's the mark of a great restaurant. When the employees stay, when there is loyalty and dedication, it's because I know you mentioned the family. Friends, Tadish Grill is going nowhere. So people come to San Francisco for the cable cars, the Golden Gate Bridge, and they come for the food, and the Tadish is the spot. Friends, come one, come all. More on the Tadish Grill story at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Champ. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
Hey,
cheers.
To family.
To the family.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.